the Church and Monastery of San Michele. It appears that the foundation of this wonderful complex of buildings can be attributed to Giorgio di Antiochia, Conte Ruggero's naval commander. The church was completely rebuilt in the 17th century, and other modifications were made in the following century, at the time when many buildings from the Norman period in Mazara were altered to adapt them to the styles of the time. The interior of the church is today one of the most important examples of Rococo style, which can be seen as a natural evolution of the Baroque. What is striking about this building is the contrast between its classically sober and linear exterior and its richly decorated Rococo interior. The facade is divided in two by a cornice and was built in 1702, the work of Alberto Orlando. Its design is absolutely symmetrical in its arrangement. There are four niches containing statues of Benedictine saints: St. Benedict, St. Bernard, St. Scholastica, and St. Gertrude. The statue of St. Michael stands centrally above the tympanum with an archangel to each side. The interior is based on a Latin cross design with a single nave. There's a great dome in the center which rests on a great cylindrical drum with eight windows. The precious flooring was the work of artists from Trapani and is decorated with floral motifs. On entering the church, you'll be struck immediately by the great use of color. The whiteness of the walls alternates with the white and gold stucco and the bright colored frescoes. The stucco work is by Bartolomeo Sanseverino, who had studied under Serpotta. The 20 life-sized allegorical stucco statues embellishing the nave are also his work. If you look upwards towards the vaulted ceiling, you will see a fresco by Tommaso Sciacca called Trionfo di San Michele su Lucifero, St. Michael's Triumph over Lucifer. It does not require a very close examination of this painting to identify its peculiar characteristic. The devil's arm has been modelled in stucco so that it stretches out of the painting towards you. The church also houses the silver statue of St. Vito, which is processed around the city every summer as part of the celebrations in honour of the patron saint. The statue is protected by a richly ornate niche and flanked by two angels. The Festino di San Vito, or the Festival of St. Vito. The inhabitants of Mazara are strongly attached to the cult of St. Vito, as demonstrated by the fact that many have been named after him. Even though the saint's day is the 15th of June, the celebrations held in Mazara in his honour take place in the second half of August, with the so-called Festino di Santo Vito. The Festino has its roots deep in history, originating with the date when St. Vito was made the city's patron saint in 1614 by Bishop La Cava. The Festino takes the form of a series of performances or events where religious ritual and folklore fuse with each other. If you are in Mazara at this time of the year, taking part in these celebrations is a good way of experiencing local popular culture. There is a first procession, which is concentrated on an enactment of the saint's life with living pictures, where people dressed in historical costumes represent illustrations of the most significant events. There's another procession which takes place very early in the morning, before the break of day. The saint's silver statue is transported on a float from the cathedral to the little church of San Vito al Mare, where it is said that Saint Vito began his sea voyage. The procession is made up of torch-bearing worshippers. Once the procession arrives at the sea, there are pyrotechnic displays, or Yoko di Foku Adiunu, which is fasting fire games, so called because it's so early in the morning. The inhabitants of Mazara are proud of this tradition, claiming that it is held earlier in the morning than any other in Italy. Another particularly picturesque moment during the celebrations in honour of the saint is when the effigy of St. Vito in Porto Canale is attached to a fishing boat and carried out to sea, followed by many other boats. Once the open sea has been reached, a laurel crown is thrown into the water in memory of all the drowned seamen. While the Festino is in progress, there's a market set up along the seafront, a succession of stalls enlivening the experience of a seaside stroll. You can find the convent of San Michele on one side of the square, just next to the church of the same name. Next to the monastery, there is also a bell tower and clock dating back to 1771. In the convent, there is an enclosed order of Benedictine nuns, whose way of life still continues today. Among other activities, they prepare and sell typical Sicilian sweets, such as cassata, almond sweets, and frutta martorana. Their speciality, which we would strongly advise you to try, are the mucunetti, marzipan sweets with candied pumpkin filling. In 2000, the convent also started providing guest accommodation with 40 bed spaces, which are available to visitors to Mazara as well.